Oasis Audio presents A Love to Last Forever by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, November 1879. Lady Effingham offered Lord Woodhouse a coy smile, Beth Gallatin read, in the privacy of her room. She beckoned him forward with a simple nod and batted her eyelashes at him as he approached. "You are possibly the most beautiful woman in the room," he told her. "Only possibly?" she asked, frowning. She then gave him a seductive look that had never failed to entice the heart of any suitor.
"How is that done?" Beth wondered.
She put the book aside and went to pick up her mirror. For a moment she studied her features. She wasn't a bad-looking woman. In fact, many had told her she was quite lovely. Touching a hand to her cheek, Beth thought herself a bit too pale, perhaps, but otherwise her skin was smooth and youthful.
"And why not? I'm only 22.
She stared hard at the reflection again, but this time she tried her best to give what she thought might be a seductive expression. It didn't work, however. She looked as though she might be sick instead. She tried again, but was equally frustrated with the result.
"Now I look angry, or at least unhappy."
She put the mirror down.
"What makes a woman seductive?"
She'd often observed the soiled doves at Rafe's saloon as they crooned and called to the passing cowboys. They would pose against the porch supports with hints of smiles upon red, pouting lips. Was that seductive? Beth glanced at the clock and realized she'd lost track of the time. Reading had a way of doing that to her, and the courtship...